A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
We have an update on Roman Reigns' WrestleMania 40 opponent, plus new champions were crowned on Raw last night, and a major WWE return has been confirmed. For Tuesday, October the 17th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
If you're going to open my show, you better do it the right way. Tulsa! Acknowledge me.
Who will acknowledge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40? Now, there's a few names floating around. Some of them we know. One may surprise you. One seems ironclad. Now, one was locked in for last year, and despite a lot of hype for it and the man himself saying that it was definitely going to happen last year until a last-minute change, Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated says Roman Reigns versus The Rock isn't in the running for WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. This is from the article. After speaking with multiple sources close to WWE, the decision about WrestleMania will not be The Rock's to make, nor is the main event even a topic of substance. There are currently no plans for this to happen. Even if it were offered, it would not be a certainty that Johnson would even accept. He has multiple obligations, and if he is part of a movie that is filming, he simply would not be able to take the risk of wrestling. So, as much as we'd love to see it, The Rock versus Roman Reigns maybe off the table once again heading into April next year. Now, Sports Illustrated said a few people that were possible candidates to be Roman Reigns' opponent at WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes being the one that a lot of people talk about, John Cena since he is back, and LA Knight. After being involved in a back and forth with Roman on SmackDown on Friday night, even getting the better of him during a live event over the weekend, LA Knight's in the conversation to have that match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. John Cena, whilst that is certainly a marquee match to have, John Cena has similar issues with The Rock in the sense that he has acting commitments that may prevent him from wrestling. Despite all of that, Sports Illustrated say, unless the situation dramatically changes, Rhodes will be headlining WrestleMania. So Cody Rhodes will finish the story, according to new reports, against Roman Reigns. This is an idea. It's not majorly groundbreaking news, the idea of Cody versus Roman at WrestleMania 40. But with the rise of guys like LA Knight and the return of people like John Cena and The Rock, it was certainly one that was seemingly put on the back burner, but Sports Illustrated say that is very much the direction WWE still want to go in. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 40.
Jey Uso's on another level right now.
They don't call him main event Jey Uso for nothing, you know. Jey Uso motionless.
Coup de grace. Balor to win the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. Here are your winners and the new Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, the team of Señor
was Damian Priest and Finn Balor from the Judgment Day reclaiming the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. Priest took out Cody Rhodes just moments before what you heard there with an almighty razor's edge through the announce table. And it looked like Jey Uso was going to retain the titles on his own, but Jimmy Uso showed up and super kicked his brother's face off. This left Jey very prone to the coup de grace for the three, and the Judgment Day once again have the tag team titles in their camps. Where we go from here, we don't quite know. Obviously, Cody Rhodes turning up on SmackDown on Friday, in storyline terms, was something that must have put the heebie-jeebies up Roman Reigns, because they had a stare down, didn't they, those two? And as Cody is a tag team champion, he can go between the two brands. And now he's not a tag team champion. In theory, he can't. So this is another way of them telling the story that will maybe be finished at WrestleMania. New champs crowned on Raw last night in the main event. There was something missing from Raw last night. The dulcet tones of Michael Cole weren't heard. He was off last night. He missed the season premiere. PW Insider reveals that Cole had requested the week off for some time due to a personal commitment. It just happened to land on what was later scheduled to be the season premiere of Raw. It's not an illness or anything similar. We are told that Kevin Patrick had been scheduled for many weeks to handle the lead commentary for Raw once more. Cole is back next week as normal. Some debuts for Raw last night. We had our first Monday Night Raw appearance of Jade Cargill. She had a brief backstage interaction with Becky Lynch, complimenting her on her nice title. Becky simply responded, "Get in line," and walked off, leaving Jade to chat business with Adam Pearce. Jade has been teasing which brand she will land on. Now, reports have said that Monday Night Raw will eventually be Jade Cargill's home, but we're going to tease it a little while longer. Also, some NXT stars were at Raw last night. Both Trick Williams and Nathan Frazier were backstage. Now, Trick Williams, presumably to record a match for main event. Frazier, though, he got to make his first Raw appearance. He was in a confrontation backstage with Dominic Mysterio. It was a Raw digital exclusive. Nathan had an interview that he was doing cut off by Dirty Dom, and the two ended up getting pulled apart, setting up a match for the North American title on NXT tonight, it seems. Also on Raw, speaking of title matches, we had another one added to Crown Jewel after Rhea Ripley and Shayna Baszler's match ended in a DQ with Zoe Stark getting involved. We then saw Nia Jax and Raquel Rodriguez running in and brawling as well. Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce, baby, revealed that Rhea Ripley would defend the WWE Women's World title at Crown Jewel in a fatal five-way against all four challengers. Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler, Raquel Rodriguez, and Nia Jax all facing Rhea Ripley at the same time for the WWE Women's World title. The only other match confirmed for Saudi Arabia in November is Seth Rollins defending the world title against Drew McIntyre. I imagine they will start to shape that card up on SmackDown as well this week.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
On the podcast feed right now, check out my conversation with Impact Wrestling's Giselle Shaw ahead of Impact Bound for Glory on Saturday and the Impact Wrestling UK Invasion Tour starting next Thursday. Now, Giselle Shaw, since we last spoke, had a life-changing revelation coming out as transgender, and she talks about that as well as some advice that Gail Kim gave her before she revealed her truth.
Like, you need to be Giselle, you know? And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool, like, that's awesome. And obviously, I wasn't ready at the time to tell my story. But then, you know, she'd always send me, like, you know, like, gifs, or is it gifs or whatever, of, like, you know, of, like, J-Lo and Mariah and Beyonce, you know, and she'd be like, this is what you need to be, you know, like, just be you, just be like diva. And then I finally, you know, told my story, and she was just like, this is it, this, like, this is what I've been looking for and stuff and whatever. And yeah, it was the best thing. So I guess be authentic is, you know, just be yourself and go out there is the advice that she was telling me. And I wasn't, you know, it's like, I was still trying to figure that out. And in my own time, I did.
Because there certainly was a different sachet to your step once you told your story. It was palpable. It was visible from the moon. There was something about you that was different. Did you notice from that first time that you made that first wrestling appearance after you came out to the world? Did you notice that there was something different, or was it something that sort of slow burned over a period of weeks?
I think it was a slow burn for sure, because it was, you know, with me trying to get comfortable with it. My worry was, what are they thinking, or what are they going to think about me? What are they saying? I'm like, at the end of the day, like, that's none of my business. Like, whatever people think about me or anybody is just, it's none of my business. So I feel like I need to focus on my work. And when I went out there, you know, and I took out the fact that I don't care about what they think anymore, like, that's when I was like, okay, I'm getting more comfortable and I'm getting more confident going out there every single time. And then it just got to a point that I'm like, you know what, I'm a supermodel, so pal.
hear more from Giselle Shaw on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. And if you have time, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I thank you.
Mysterio with gold around his waist. Already a WWE Hall of Famer. How about a little more history?
That was Rey Mysterio winning the US title a few months back. He's been a talking point this week. We'll get into that particular bit of business in a moment. He did an interview with Mark Raimondi of ESPN, and they got talking about a whole bunch of things. One of them was AEW star Vikingo. And Ray said he's actually very good. I believe he was going through an injury at the time when we spoke, and I kind of connected him with people to see if he could get his knee taken care of. I said, it happened to me. A lot of people would tell me to slow down. With all due respect, I said, thank you. Yes, I will. And it would go one ear, come in one ear and out the other. Until you start going through injuries and surgeries, you're not slowing down because they tell you. You're slowing down because you need to. You can't risk your body anymore as you did. Pretty much gave him that advice and told him he could still be incredible if he toned it down 2 or 3 beats more. Pick the moments when you want to do your things to impact. You don't have to do it every night because they already know who you are. I hope he takes the advice and doesn't have to suffer what I did, which is learn the hard way. Some really kind words of encouragement for Vikingo from Rey Mysterio. He also talked to Ariel Helwani on the MMA Hour. And he said that he's still pushing for that match with Dominic Mysterio. He still wants that to happen. He mentioned after WrestleMania that he wanted to have a hair versus mask match against Dom. He pushed it again with Ariel Helwani on the show. He's saying, I think there's still more to give for both of us. I'd love that. I don't think we've ever seen that here. Imagine him bald. Don't imagine me without the mask. The other thing that came up on the MMA Hour were the comments made by Logan Paul after his boxing win on the weekend. Logan Paul used that post-match speech to call out Rey Mysterio and challenge him for the WWE United States Championship. Now, Rey revealed, "We won't have to wait long to see Logan Paul back on TV." He said, "I'm going to see what he has to say on Friday. We're going to have to tune in this Friday on SmackDown because he called me out and I responded. But now we're going to face each other and I have to hear what he has to say." Helwani then asked if both Mysterio and Paul would be on SmackDown. And Mysterio confirmed, "Yes, we will." Fightful Select also add, "It was confirmed that Logan Paul went into the fight with Dylan Danis planning to use his post-fight platform as a pre-planned call-out for Rey Mysterio. Paul was already scheduled for this week's SmackDown internally. Not only will Logan Paul make his return to the company on SmackDown this Friday, now confirmed, he'll also be on Raw next week." So he's going to be busy. He's going to be moving around the brands a little bit during his latest run in WWE that begins on Friday. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, we're talking injuries and 10 times that wrestlers got injured outside of the ring. Some human mishaps that befall pro wrestlers. We'll talk all about them on the YouTube channel. You can check that out right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.